Manufacturing work has dried up in Vance County. In fact, the school district is now the county's largest employer. Its main offices sit in the former textile headquarters of Henderson and Harriet Mills, a testament to the changing economy. Reporter Leonita Inge spent time with some 10th graders at a recent career fair to get an idea of their plans after high school. It's part of our series, Perils and Promise, Educating North Carolina's Rural Students.
A long line of sophomores at Southern Vance High School stood bumper to bumper in the hallway, waiting to make their way to the drama room. That's where a career fair was getting underway. And that's where I met Diamond Austin, a tall African-American girl who looked older than her 15 years. But she is just 15.
I'm going to college. Yes, ma'am, I am. And I'll be furthering my education in nursing. I love nursing. I love everything about it. Being a doctor is just all for me.
It's hard to describe Diamond's excitement when she spotted a table at the career fair that was recruiting future nurses. Stephanie Wiggins is with an organization called Ribbon, Regionally Increasing Baccalaureate Nursing.
In order to get into college, have you researched some of the requirements for specific nursing departments?
Could you ask me that?
Absolutely.
In a different way?
Absolutely. So you want to go to college?
Yes, ma'am.
What are some of the
Wiggins runs down everything a future nursing student would need: the right number of math, science, English, and foreign language credits, and a respectable SAT or ACT score.
And GPA?
Oh, my GPA is so high, and I'm only in 10th grade.
Awesome.
In some ways, this was a pep rally and a career fair rolled into one. Tanis Jenkins is a 10th grade counselor at Southern Vance High School, and she organized this event. Jenkins says she wants students to know if they just graduate from high school, their chances for success skyrocket.
Interviewing skills, how to communicate, how to fill out a job application, just starting those skills now so when they do graduate, they are ready to go to college, go to the military, or go to work.
The problem is, about a quarter of Vance County students drop out of high school by senior year. Jenkins says the district has implemented all sorts of new initiatives to keep students on track, like the Medical Academy, where Diamond is enrolled, and the Fire Public Safety Academy. Both are based at Southern Vance High School. But Jenkins says she thinks parents play the biggest role in student success.
A lot of times some of the families have said, whether it's a mom or dad, they didn't graduate from high school, they want more, and then they're working and not having enough time to really put in the time to work with, you know, encourage that child. Sometimes I do feel like I'm their parent.
Numbers from the National Center for Education Statistics show students whose parents never attended college are less likely to take advanced high school classes or to apply to college at all. And the latest College Board National Journal Next America poll shows high school students who immediately advanced to a 2 or 4 year college or a vocational school are 3 times more likely to obtain a degree than those who went straight to work. And degrees equate to a much higher earning power. The Southern Vance Career Fair is wrapping up. 15-year-old Brandon Gruber is hovering near the U.S. Army recruiting table.
So what are your plans after high school?
I want to go to college. I don't know what college yet. Duke, Penn State, don't matter which one. I really don't know what I want to do after I get out of high school and go to college and stuff.
Well, Brandon, you still have some time. And a lot to consider. The census says 11.4% of Vance County residents have a bachelor's degree or higher. It's more than double that for the state. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.